Welcome to our podcast, where we interview Circassians living in the diaspora. We are here to bridge the past to the present. I'm Yasmin Bach.
And I'm Laura Qardan. Previously on Dear Circassians, we heard from the late Qadir Natxo and the story of how our people immigrated to the United States in the 1920s, leading up to the building of the New Jersey Cultural Center. In today's episode, we'll hear from one of the first daughters, Lena Chamush, and the story of the early years within our community.
Dear Circassians, my name is Lena Chamush, and I'm the daughter of Obaid Mola Musa and Badriya Memkher. I was born in Amman, Jordan, and we emigrated to the United States in 1958. This is the story of my family's contributions to our beloved Hyasa. Perhaps not everyone knows that Circassians have been in the United States for quite a long time. The earliest ones came during the period of World War I and World War II, and mostly from Qafqaz. Then after the wars in the Middle East, we had Circassians from those countries. By the 1970s, you had a diverse group of Circassians, and they eventually formed into about five or six different organizations here in New Jersey. They were small, loosely formed groups, mostly joined together by their national origin. For example, all the Circassians from Syria formed the Syrian group. Those from Jordan, the Jordanian group, the Qabardeh group, the Bjadul group, and so on. In 1977, three of the main groups, the CBA, the Qabardeh group, and the Circassian Community Center, decided to merge together and pool their efforts and their resources. The early Circassians had always longed for a place of their own. And as our little community in the U.S. grew, there was definitely a need for a place where people could gather, a place for congregational prayer, a place for our kids to be together, learn about their language and their hyabza, and a place to conduct a proper Islamic burial. It was at this time in 1979 that my father was elected president of the new unified organization. He had always been very vocal about the pressing need for us to have a permanent community center and masjid. He believed that such a place was absolutely essential to preserving our deen and our bzeh and our hyabza. Growing up, adiyah hyabza was an essential part of our upbringing. My siblings and I were always told about the dignity and honor of Circassians, the respect they had for their elders and for each other, and their boundless hospitality. Such lessons left quite an impression on all of us, so when the time came for us to support our father and work for our community, it was quite an easy choice. My father was a very strong man and was up to the challenge of building a home, quote unquote, for the Circassians in America. And I say quote unquote because during the entire process of planning and building and all that, the Adiyahs at that time would all say winna, Adiyah winna. So a home for the Circassians seems very appropriate. If I had to describe my father in three words, I would say a godly man, a doer or go-getter, and completely fearless. By godly, I mean that Allah was first and foremost on his mind. He always followed his words with inshallah, if Allah wills. And he absolutely placed his trust in Allah. After all, the Herculean effort he put forth for the construction of the Hyasa was to provide a masjid and school where future generations could worship Allah and learn about their deen. And I say he was a doer, a go-getter, because he was a very determined man. And whatever he undertook, he would make sure that he saw it to the end. And thirdly, he was fearless. If you are afraid of failure or what other people might think or say, you'll probably never get anything done. So he was definitely fearless. So getting back to the 1979 election, the CBA had been around since the 1950s. It was originally founded in New York as the North Caucasian Association. They eventually relocated to New Jersey and they changed their name in the early 1960s to the Circassian Benevolent Association. At the time my father was elected, the CBA assets included about $400 in the bank and the three-story building in Totowa Avenue, which they used for meetings, prayers, dance practice, etc. So in those days, the original plan was to renovate that old building, and hopefully that would accommodate their masjid, school, meeting room, and the funeral home. They solicited donations from the community and were able to raise $18,000. That's absolutely incredible when you consider that that would be over $60,000 in today's money. The Circassians are incredibly generous people, especially when it's for a noble cause. Even today, if you ask for money to help someone, they will immediately reach into their pockets. Anyway, the building on Totowa Avenue was old and constantly in need of repair. It was pretty much like a money pit. It was just sucking the CBA's money. As my father and his new board formulated their administration's agenda for the next 2 years, they came up with a bold plan to build a new masjid and school on a larger piece of property. The proposal was sent to the permanent council, which readily approved it. Then at the GMM the following year, it was 1980, I believe, my father presented his proposal to sell the Totowa Avenue building and use the money to purchase land and construct a new masjid and center. He received unanimous approval of that general membership meeting. 53 of the CBA's 60 members were present at the meeting. That's almost 90% attendance. Imagine what we could do today if we had that kind of engagement. My father knew that they would have to get a lot more money before moving forward with the project. The proceeds from the sale of the house would not really be enough. Some CBA members suggested that we solicit donations from Saudi Arabia. My father asked for volunteers at that meeting, but could not get anyone to agree to go. It wasn't that surprising, really. It was a long and difficult journey, and not everyone could take months off at a time from their jobs. So my father decided to go himself. After some negotiating, he finally convinced one other person to accompany him. He ended up going to Saudi Arabia and Kuwait before returning home. My father met many incredible people who helped him along the way, and some of them were even Circassians, and they extended their Circassian hospitality to him and his companion. My father returned to the United States with enough funds to start the project. He would eventually make a second trip to the Middle East for fundraising and also to Turkey. My father's involvement in the construction project kept him away from home a great deal. It was hard on all of us, but probably most difficult on my mother. In the beginning, he was away for several months at a time fundraising in the Middle East. And then once construction began, he was either at the construction site working or arranging for workers or arranging for materials to be delivered or heavy equipment or working with the towns on their permits. It was very labor intensive, as you can imagine. And at the same time, he was also president of the CBA and had to perform those duties. So that left very little time for the family. My parents were both very involved with the CBA. But back in those days, only the men were members of the association. Not because they barred women, it just never came up. It was just the times that we lived in. Once my father was elected president, though, in 1979, and he presented his administration's agenda, we all became very active in the association. Our entire family, including uncles, aunts, cousins, everyone we knew, and as well as other families, all became members. Dues-paying members. We recognized that we needed people and money to make this goal a reality, and our community became fully engaged and gave of their time, talents, and money. My mother also worked tirelessly beside my father. Her contributions to the Chasa were immeasurable. And she didn't really see herself as a first lady or anything like that. Rather, she saw it as her opportunity to serve Allah and her community. My father held the position of president for 12 years, by unanimous consent of the membership, and she was there right beside him the whole time. They wanted him to finish what he had started. So our home became a place where many guests passed through. Anyone who was perceived to have the smallest benefit to the CBA in any way would be invited to her fabulous azimas. She would never allow my father to take anyone to the restaurant. That was humiliating. You had to come to her house and experience her hospitality. And her door was always open. She also made sure the workers at the construction site were fed, Adigas and non-Adigas. They used to jokingly say that we can't let them leave for lunch. They may take too long or worse yet, not even return. And then what do? We have to track them down. So my mother cooked and brought the food to the construction site. She also provided food for many of the CBA's events, as did all of the other ladies who worked with her. And she was also active on several different committees for the CBA. In the 1980s and 1990s, everyone worked, and I mean everyone, young, old, and in between. My father was president of the association, but he also cleaned up the bathroom once when there was a leak. Those who loved the chassid did not see anything as beneath them. One of his regular sayings was, Zim apukur zim qeshtej. Translated, I guess that would be like one picks up whatever another one has dropped. And that just meant we all worked together. Seeing the tireless dedication and drive of my parents inspired all of us to try and keep up. They inspired our family and many other families in our community to get involved. My father had a vision for the future of the Circassians in America, and he was able to communicate that vision and motivate people to want to be a part of it. That was such an amazing time. Our community was united by such strong bonds and a common vision. The gratification and wonder we felt with the completion of each phase of our project defies description to this day. We watched and participated as an impossible dream became a reality. How many people can say that? For my part, I was mostly involved with fundraising and event planning. That's where the greatest need was at that time. I headed a committee with one of my dearest friends, Nadia, and we ran some of the very successful events at the CBA. The CBA used to hold two galas every year at that time, one in the spring and one in the fall. And we planned those. And very successfully, I might add. These were a great way to get everyone together in the community, and they usually resulted in many donations and other types of funding. Once the construction was completed, I worked on other committees. One of my favorite was the CBA Sunday School. More recently, I served on the Permanent Council and worked for a short time with the Youth Committee. In my opinion, the Youth Committee is probably the most important committee in the CBA, or maybe tied for first place with the Sunday School. It is so important for CBA leadership to promote and elevate our youth as much as possible. The one consistent theme in my father's efforts was always the Circassian children. Adiga Sabi, Adiga Sabi. I heard that so many times. Everything he did was for them, the generations that weren't even born yet. One of his dreams for the CBA was to have Adiga daycare where the Circassian children would be cared for by our own community members, as well as a full-time school. And he thought this would absolutely help to preserve our Hyabza and our Bze and our Deen because they would be getting it full-time. Unfortunately, those were the things that he and his peers didn't get to. I remember him telling me once, "All right, we built this building for you. It's a foundation for you to build on. I know now going forward that you and those that come after you will do great things with it." I hope that we can take on that challenge and succeed. In closing, dear Circassians, I'd encourage you all to be fearless in your pursuits and don't worry about the naysayers because there will always be naysayers. Never forget you're an Adiga and what that means. Honor, integrity, courage. And of course, above all, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and join us next time for more stories. Do you or someone you know have a story you'd like to share? If so, email us at contact@dearcirques.com.